We are learning Maseches Gittin, Daf Ayin Amabeis, and we're starting from the two dots, 5 lines from the top. We had in our Mishnah like this. Someone has Kerdaikis, which means he went a little crazy, and he says to write a get for his wife, Lo Yom Maklom. But if he says, write a get for my wife, and then he goes crazy, what's the halacha? If he says, don't write it anymore, Lo Yom Eim Dvar Bacharim Klom. So it sounds like it's a good get, right? It just says you can't be Chayzer, but he's allowed to give the get. You write the get and you give it la'alta. He said already a good tzivui. Now he went crazy, but so what? He gave a good tzivui, so you give the get la'alta. You only give it after he gets, only write the get after he gets better. Only right after it gets better. And the Acharonim already medayik from here that you can't write the get. Even write it, you can't write when he's crazy. Why? I gave it tzivui, Teretz is. But since you need a shlichus, and he's not well now, so you can't write the get. And you only write the get after it gets better. My time there are shlokus that says you can write it and give it right away. Diktani aim b'dvar v'acharonim klum. It says that whatever he says afterwards, aim klum. And Rash, and Tosh says it's like an extra lotion, saying there's nothing to it. It's like he's regular. He gives the get. Rabbi Yechonon Malach, aim with Varachon Klum means the chimitzel, when it gets better, lo tzarach l'mahadam luchim. You don't have to ask him again. You just write the get. But you can't write until he gets better. Now Tosh Rosh asks, L'chair is such an idea called dochui. Dochui means that if he goes to a certain period of time where it's not royu, usually it's bottle. For example, a carbon. They made a carbon. They went through a time where the carbon was possible. It becomes possible. You have to re-makdash it again. You have to redo it again. So here also, you should have to get a slichas again. Zokotai Sirosh, that here, it's since you know he wants it, so it's ki'ilu he made it tzivu again. It's a big chiddush of a Tosh Rosh to learn like that. He says, it's like he made a mistake right now after he got better. What? Because it became the spatel. Your kash is why isn't a good shlichah? It's perfect kash. We'll have to explain. But let's learn the Gemara first. We're middle of the Gemara. So the Gemara has here a mechleik. This is get klar. The mechleik is over here is where someone makes a good shlichah. He's 100% sane. He goes crazy. The shayla is, can I continue giving the get? Rosh Lakish says yes. Yerch says no. What's the mechleik? What's the point of waiting? Yeah. Because he's not well now, so you can't give a get now.
What happens after he becomes well?
Then he's well, so you give the get. Oh, your kashas, where's the shlichas? We said, that's kilo, you made a shliach. Let's learn tomorrow. You want to know why it's not good. Let's see. Maika Mifigli, middle of tomorrow. Maika Mifigli, Rosh Lakish, Adam Lel Yashin. Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lel Yashin. The guy, we said the shlichas that he gets, then he falls asleep. When he's sleeping, could he make a shliach when he's sleeping? No, he's sleeping. So he says, it's like he's sleeping. You can still give the get. You don't have to make sure you give the get at 2:30 in the afternoon. He's not sleeping. He's taking a nap. So maybe at 10 o'clock you give it. No, he's sleeping. So that's like sleeping. Rabbi Yechonam Adam on Shaita. No, he's a Shaita. A Shaita, you can't give a get for a Shaita. Rabbi Yechonam Adam on Yashon. Yashon, I'm a Chosamaisa. I'm a Chosamaisa. Yechon says, not Yashon. Yashon wakes up by himself. He's a Vardas. This guy needs a Maisa. What's the Maisa? We said a Kadaikis has a refuah. He could take the Basa Gumri v'chamra Marka. So he could do something, but he didn't do it yet. Rosh Lakish Nami the Demaila Shaita, compared to Shaita. Shaita loy Same Biyadom. Shaita has no way to become better. Hi, Same Biyadom. What's the medicine? Bistra Sumka Agumri, lean meat on the roasted v'chamra Marka, and watered down wine. So now let's analyze it. After we analyze it, we'll have all the questions. So what's going on over here? That's pashut. If a guy is a shaita, it becomes a shaita. It's pashut that you can't do. Let's say he's sane. He says, give a get. Then it becomes a shaita. It's mashma in the Gemara. You can't continue giving the get. That's klar in the Gemara. Now, but if he has kerdiaikis, that's the question. Is he considered a shaita? Because the mice right now, he's not normal. Or he's considered maybe a yashon because the mice is sama v'yodom. Now, Rabbi Yechon says that it's not like a yashom because he needed a maisa, he didn't do the maisa yet. Rosh Lakish says, no, a maisa, he has a medicine, so he's better than a shaita. So the shaila is, the maisa right now is a shaita, so then what does it help? Or you can ask the other way, what's the difference with the shaita? He made it tzivri, so it's fine. So we have to say over the machlekes, the Rambam and Tor, famous machlekes, Rambam and Tor. If someone becomes a shaita, the halacha is, you can't give the get. Why not? He made a shliach already. He's a person. He's alive. So why can't he give a get? So what is a shaita? So it's machlekes. The Rambam says, "Be'etzem medraisa, you made a shliach, you give the get." But midrabbanan, because it looks like a shaita is given get, and a shaita is not allowed to give a get if he's originally a shaita. So therefore, we said it's possible. The Torah learns yipasul. It's a pasul deraisa. So what's the biyam mechlekes the Torah and the Rambam? Zok the lamdan mechlekes like this. What is shlichus? Is shlichus that pshat is that when I make someone a shliach, now he's b'mocking me, and I'm out of the picture now. He's like me. So then, who cares if I'm a shaita? But he's not a shaita. He's a shliach. That's how the Rambam learns. Therefore, it's good. The Torah learns that shlichus is a yada arichta. I don't remember this back from a sifter already. It's a yada arichta. It's my long hand. So if the person who's the top of the hand is crazy, it doesn't work. So the shlichus is my hand. If I'm crazy, it doesn't help. So if he goes crazy, he can't do it anymore. That's the biyam mechlekes, the Torah and the Rambam. So based off of the Rambam, the sugi is very geshmak, because the whole din is only the Rabbanon. So he said, by if you have a medicine in hand, there's no Rabbanon there, because you get better, then it makes zera. But fi the Torah, l'chari fi the Torah, yod ha'richta, what's takap shat, when he has kediyikis, fi the man the Yomba, who says it's good, fi the shlokas, what's the difference, sam v'yodam? And fi the Dvar Yaakov I saw, he says, Teretz like this, that since he has a b'yicholis to get better, so therefore it's considered he has a kayach of chalois, and therefore the shliach could have the kayach also. Since he has the power with the medicine, therefore it makes it better. So that is a small report on the sugya. What's your question, Maishi? I had a question before on sugya. I figured that after all the alumnus will be answered. So the more about no. Like this. Hak you say, the Rabbi Yechanan says, that when someone has kediyikis, the halach is that you can't write a get, even though he made a shlichus before. Rabbi Yudama Shmuel, shachat by shnayim, or rev shnayim, if someone got hit with a sword, and two of his simonim were shechted, or rev shnayim, or most of the two, v'romes, and he made a remes, v'omar, he couldn't talk, he didn't have his esophagus anymore. But Rama is Rama. Kisvu get leishti. He says, write a get for my wife. Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. You can write the get. V'tanya was another brice like this also. Rol meguida tzol. If you saw him cut up or he's hanging on the gallows, al sliva. But Rama is Rama. Kisvu get leishti. Rama says, write a get for my wife. Hare yichtavu v'yitnu. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, you see, that someone who's, Gemara is assuming here, that this person is already almost not in this world, and he says to give a get, you give the get. I l'chayr, he's like a kediyikis. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, if someone is in the master of a kediyikis, he can't write it. So Freik Taisvis, like, what do you want from Rabbi Yechanan? The Mishnah says, Misha chazer kediyikis, you can't say write a get. Here the guy's already a kediyikis now. He's already shocked at Rav Shnayim. What do you want from this case? So Freik Taisvis didn't ask me. I'm talking about, Hashem damalei l'chazer kediyikis, tikshtem is nisim, they're telling Misha chazer kediyikis, v'amal kus v'gal ishti, le'am aklum. What do you want from Rabbi Yechanan? It's Kasha Mishnah. So he says, Hop Shita, that was Pasha. The Bishas, when he said Kisvu, when he hanging from the gallows, he said Kisvu, he was Pasha normal then, no Shaila. The question is like this. We say that probably he deteriorates until he becomes like a Kadiakis. So it's not worse than someone who said right again and then got a Kadiakis. So Rabbi Yechanan says it's not good anymore because the Shlichas is over, like we said, like Yodah Richter. So he also, how does it work? That's the Kasha. How does it work? That's the kasha from Rabbi Yechanan, from this Bryce and from Shmuel. So the Gemara Hachi Asher, it's not a dimyon. Hasam daita tzilusi. There, his das is good until he dies. V'chisu das chilebej. He's just starting to get weak, but his das is fine. Hacha daita shugisti. Here, he does not have das. He says, don't ask me kasha from there. As long as he's alive, that's not a problem. But here, he went crazy, therefore it's not a good shlichus. So now one has a stira on Shmuel, or a stira to the Brisa. So what would you say? If you say Shaka by Shnayim, Rav Shnayim, you can give a get, no problem. It means he's alive, because you can't give a Rachamisa. If you say he's still alive, heck, you say Edis and marry off his wife. What do you mean he's still alive? We said you could give a get. So tomorrow, no. Amri Chayu v'Seifa Lamas. He's about to be alive now. He's alive for the time being, but he's going to die for sure. And you can give Edis already. He's sure going to die. He's sure going to die. But before Bezin's and Mimata Hurl and Lamari, he's going to be dead. That's for sure. Freyti Gemara, Elamiata, now that you're saying this idea. It's a chalukas Rashi Tosef is the kasha dafka lefi the teretz on Shmuel, or it's stama kasha that we're saying that you could say edus. That Tais learns stama kasha that you could say edus. So therefore, it's shver. Why don't you say that if someone does this, he goes to galus? Does b'shaygig el miati e gaila yadai. If someone shaychad, you know, to simanim, you should go to galus because you see the halacha is that you can be made on it. Rash is masmur to kashas from Sefer Lamas. I ain't the first one to explain it. But come on, let's go back to Gemara. El miati e gaila yadai alamatanya. Why don't the brisa shachah by shnayim or shnayim? Let's say someone by mistake, he shechted something, he thought he shechted a cow, ended up being a person, and he shechted a shnayim or a rev shnayim. Hareze ain't a gaila. The luck is no galus. Why not? So pastures is because he's not for sure going to die. So you see, not like the Gemara before. Gemara before says they're for sure going to die. You can say hey, this. So the Gemara, Hitmar Lom Rav Hoshaya, Chashin and Shema Ruach Babasai. We're worried maybe the Ruach helped him die. It wasn't that Machmas's person. You know what I mean? Who Kiriv is Sasai? He himself was a Makar of Misa. By being jumping around, he was a Makar of his own Misa. So there's two things that could be Makar of Misa, either Ruach or the Pirchis. My Benai, what's an Afghimina? It could be now the Shachtim, the base of the Sheish Shal Pirchis. An Afghimina, two reasons will be if you Shachtim in a marble house, there's no wind, but he moved around. Inami Shachtim, a Barah, Vloy Pirchis. Or you Shachtim outside, and he did not move around. So then you have the Ruach and not the Pirchis. So bottom line is, we're saying by Golis, really he's going to die, for sure. But by Golis, we're Chayshish, he caused it himself. So a few very important points. First of all, Tosfos speaks out, Dafka begolis chashin l'chayin time. Amazed lo'yam chayiv. If someone does this, he's chayiv. Amazed, he's chayiv. The guy's still going to die. It's just the guy being shoygig, the special din, it has to be miyad, it has to be right away. It has to be your cause, and not where he makarav his own misa. That's number one. Number two, some were bothered. They wanted to know, if let's say you do this in a house without being pirchas, is the guy going to die? Or maybe he's not going to die at all. There's no ruach, and there's no kirim outside. So then how do you say edus? Will you say ezisha? So first of all, a lot of acharim say, no, you will die. That's a wrong hanacha. Eventually you'll die, even that way, but it just be eventually. But the Peneshuas is a shmaka thing. It says, what's the case the guy has no edus? You saw the guy shachta rosh time, then he ran away. If he ran away, obviously he's out of a house, so avada ruach will cause it, and avada will die. Avada pirches and ruach, when he's running, he has both things, and therefore will sure die. Therefore, you could say edus isha on that. So, the Gemara Vayta. It says in the Mishnah that nishtatek va'omro nichta v'get lishtacha. The guy's a good ben das, he's smart, genius, big IQ, just he lost his power of speech. He can't talk anymore. So what's the halacha? He wants to write again. You ask him, do you want to write again? He shakes his head. We write again. But we test him. We see if he knows what yes means. We have to go test him. Freyti Gemara, Beleichesh, why if he says yes, do we trust him? And even when we test him, and he says yes, yes, or no, no, we believe him. Dilma, together with his sickness of losing how to talk, he got a little twitch, and he shakes his head up and down. Dilma, Shechid Lav Lav Nakde, Inami Shechid Hei Nakde. Maybe he has a twitch. He checks it up and down. That's all. So who said it means anything? Yeah, Rav Nosson? Or Rav Yisrael Bar Yoyim, Rav Nachman, Damir Lei B'Seirugim. Damir Lei B'Seirugim, you ask him the questions, not all at once, but every few minutes, you ask him the question. Not all at once. Freik the Gemara, V'dilma, Leichas, Dilma, Shechid HaSeirugim Nakte. Maybe he has a sickness that takes time. He says yes over time. Then he has a kind of sickness. So what's the answer to that? You hear, you do one time one and twice yes, or one time twice no, and then one time yes. That's what you do. You do that, and then you can't have a sickness. That's a good pattern. Tosfos learns it's altogether six. Altogether six. Two yes, one no, and two no, one yes. Altogether six. The Tosfos died from Rashi, that's only three altogether. But either way, he won't have a twitch that has such a good pattern. Two on one, one on two. So that's how you test him. That's the way you test him. So to Gemara, the Rebbe Shmuel Tana, what do you ask him? When you want to test him, see if he knows what yes, yes, and no, no means. You ask him like winter things in the summer, and summer in the winter things. Mind you, what is that? Elam a gluf gari visadini. You ask him, what do you wear in the summer? A wool coat or a little sadin? And the winter, you wear a satin or a wool coat. What do you do? So if he says the wrong thing, you know he doesn't know what he's talking about. Pick him up, why not? Maybe in the summer he got cold. You know, I know people walk around with two sweaters in the summer. Inami, or maybe in the winter he's wearing short sleeves. Also, you know people like that. So what's the raya? It's not a raya. Ela b'peiri. Must be talking about peiris. That peiris, the certain peiris, let's say cherries and different peiris, like Rashi gives examples, it's different peiris that are only winter peiris, only summer peiris, and that's the test him to see if he knows what he's talking about.